The Albanese government's efforts to monitor former immigration detainees who've been released into the community have been dealt a massive blow, with the High Court ruling that forcing former immigration detainees to wear ankle bracelets and live under curfews is unconstitutional. The federal government will rush legislation into Parliament tomorrow in an effort to deal with the decision, which found these existing measures were punitive and infringed upon the separation of powers in the Constitution. David Mann is the Executive Director of Refugee Legal. He represented the man who brought this case. Welcome, David.
Good to be with you.
Your client, a 36-year-old stateless refugee known only as YBFZ, tell me what he went through which led to this case.
Well, what he went through was having fled in fear from Eritrea, stateless when he was 10 years old. He'd arrived in Australia as a 14-year-old boy together with his family in 2002, resettled as a stateless refugee, and he's grown up with his family here in Australia's home. But he ended up, after committing a number of offences, he ended up in immigration detention, indefinite detention, for over 5 years, and was released last year in accordance with the ruling of the High Court in NZYQ that found that indefinite detention when someone can't be removed in the foreseeable future is unlawful. So he was released, and he was one of the people who had the curfew and ankle bracelet monitor conditions imposed on him. Many others, in a sort of a blanket exercise, also had those conditions imposed on him. And really, he took his case to the court. It was a test case challenge, asking the court, does the government have the power to do this to me?
We know the government is planning to introduce legislation tomorrow to try and address this decision, which I'll come to in a minute. But in terms of the immediate impact, what does it mean for your client and others who have been monitored using bracelets and curfews? Will they be removed straight away?
Yeah, well, look, really, this court, the High Court's ruling that those conditions are unconstitutional is a huge victory for our client and others who have had those conditions imposed on them. Huge victory for fundamental freedoms and the rule of law in Australia. It's an important ruling because what it does is underscores the bedrock principle that for everyone, whether citizens or non-citizens, the government does not have the power to punish people by stripping them of their fundamental rights to freedom and dignity. And that means that everyone should have the same protections of their freedom and dignity under law. What he went through, and many others that we're also representing with these conditions, have gone through after being consigned to unlawful indefinite detention for years on end, after already having served their time for the sentence imposed, they were released from that indefinite detention. And what it now means is this ruling is that they'll no longer be able to be held in their houses for 8 hours a day under a curfew, together with the invasive humiliation of permanent ankle bracelets. And also, they'll not be subject to the further punishments, making it near impossible to lead ordinary lives, let alone get a job. And they won't live under the constant fear that if they're late home by 1 minute or don't recharge their ankle bracelet on time, they'll be imprisoned for at least 1 year, because that was the consequence of these conditions. And conditions which the court ruled were constituted punishments which seriously restricted our client's liberty and can't be imposed by the government because they just don't have the power to do that, that under our constitution, it's only the courts, not the government, that can impose punishment.
Well, you say that, but the federal government will attempt to rush legislation into Parliament tomorrow, aiming to continue to force some immigration detainees to wear ankle bracelets and abide by curfews. Can they legally do that?
Well, this is a constitutional ruling by the High Court, the highest court in the land, and it is incumbent upon the government to act immediately to abide by that ruling of the court and remove the conditions from all people subject to them. We have already had quite a number of our clients receive messages from the government acknowledging that those conditions are unlawful, they're invalid, and that they will be removed. But any attempt by the government to introduce legislation to in any way circumvent this ruling, the key point here is that any legislation must be within constitutional limits. The conditions that were imposed on our client and many others were found not to be within constitutional limits. They were found to constitute deprivation of liberty that were punishment that cannot be imposed by the government of the day. So these conditions were not found to be lawful. they were found to constitute that to be unconstitutional, and any legislation that is introduced will be subject to the very same scrutiny and the very same test.
In accepting that, we also have to add that at least seven of those 150 or so people who have been released have been convicted or have been accused of attempted murder since being released. Isn't there a case here in terms of community expectation that some of these detainees are a risk to the community?
I don't want to comment on any particular case, but what I do think is critical here is to emphasise that this High Court ruling today doesn't in any way affect the laws that exist right across this country and are applied every day of the week across this country in states and territories under the criminal justice system. That is that if someone is convicted of an offence, then they will face the law and the consequences and any punishment that is imposed by a court. So this decision does not in any way alter the ability of under the criminal justice system for people to be prosecuted and to be punished.
David Mann is the Executive Director of Refugee Legal. Thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thanks very much.
And we did request an interview with the Minister for Home Affairs, Tony Burke. He was unavailable to speak. Are you missing the latest politics, current affairs and culture your nation's talking about? Drive Live, weekdays from 4, or subscribe to the podcast on the Listen app now.